Well, we are all here, all the staff, all the council, for the November 5th budget session, and we will turn the evening over, at least the afternoon, to Circa.
Actually, if I could just start off here. the last few weeks have been rather interesting for me, as you can imagine. I want to, first of all, thank the entire council for all the kind words of support and encouragement. Mine and my family are very grateful. Actually, I'm just kidding. The only one who had the guts to say anything was Keith. But it is an interesting time. I wanted to give you a little bit of a genesis here in the next few weeks, or perhaps the next meeting. I assume the mayor will be bringing you a new multi-year department head contracts, three-year contracts, and he and I were not able to come to terms on what might be an acceptable amount. He thought 1% each year was appropriate, and I thought 3%, and so he rather unceremoniously handed my marching papers to Susan, who handed them to me. I do want to say that since then, I've been wondering why. And as you know, a lot of times you're judged in life by not only what you do, but how you do it. And in this case, the why was rather baffling, because in March I was a stellar employee, and come a few weeks ago, I'm not. I've come to learn from the mayor. He gave me a rather bizarre outline of his reasons, and one of them said I came to Yuri a year ago and suggested this change for it. Yuri said he's interested, and 6 months ago, Yuri said, I'm really interested, and a month ago, he said he's ready. And John let me know that in the first 3 years, he's become more comfortable in the role as mayor. And he wanted to pick a successor before I left. I think it could have been done better. It could have been done, I think, with a little more compassion and professionalism. But it happened. It happened unilaterally. I'm not sure if the last chapter has been written in the history of Ferndale in this regard, but it's become clear that the mayor feels that I do not bring value to the council. And he's comfortable in Yuri's abilities, and he's more comfortable in his abilities. And so even though he offered to have me stay on for January, February, March with a rather bizarre 3% increase in wages, which I've turned down because it didn't seem like it would be the appropriate thing to do. Unfortunately, now I have very mixed feelings because, as staff knows, one of my harder feelings is for them, because now it's a question of rule by intimidation and dare not say anything lest this fate falls to you as well. Nothing lasts forever. Been here almost 15 years. Nothing bad's happened. I hope the same can be said for the next 15. I figured that I would be given the same opportunity to leave rather gracefully that I've afforded others. I can only assume that here in the future, the cost savings that will be had by Yuri taking over for me, and I assume Haley for Yuri, could very well be repackaged into rationale for increasing the mayor's compensation, since he's obviously very comfortable and perhaps very good at what he thinks he can do. I've worked for 10 mayors and over 50 council members, and except for one, I can honestly say that they love the city more than they loved promoting themselves. And when those two things overreach, that's great. But unfortunately, that's not always the situation. So I will be here in the city until the end of December. I hope to move on to something else. I think I have a lot of horsepower left in me. But I really don't see any reason for me to be here at these meetings. This is the mayor and Yuri's budget. It's time for them to step up. Circa has put out an unbelievable amount of effort on this budget. She's been here well into the night. And so I'm sure that the city of Ferndale is going to do just fine. And I guess we'll just never know what could have been, but I know one thing that can't be is I can't be shamed into thinking that I make too much money. And I can't be told that I should take something that is insulting as far as wage in the future. I had the timidity to say that if he and I could not come to terms, I was going to bring my case to you. That's what sealed the deal. After I said that, it was about a day or two later that he handed Susan a sealed envelope, and she handed it to me, unknown of what was in the content. So I've been very happy. This has been the best job of my life, no doubt. I've done great things for Ferndale. I'm sure Ferndale will move on, and my name will slowly fade from existence, as it should be. So really, again, I see no reason for me to be here. Staff is capable, and we'll have to see how other things work out. So thank you for your time.